Let's turn now to sports here on KNKX. We're hearing reaction locally to the NFL's new policy regarding the national anthem at football games. The league is mandating that players who are on the sidelines stand during the anthem. This comes after a season when many players sat down for the anthem in protest against social injustice. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel talked with 88.5's Kristen Kendrick about his reaction to the new policy.
It should be an interesting start to the season, Art. Let's talk about what some of the unintended consequences might be.
Well, there's going to be quite a few, I think. What happens if all the white guys are out there along the sidelines and all the black players are in the locker room? What kind of tension is that going to create within that team? What is it going to look like to the fans in the stands and on TV? What's going to happen if a player is in the locker room before the anthem who needs to use the bathroom or needs to get an injury tended to or needs to get equipment repaired, and he comes out? It adds up to a poorly thought out strategy to try to resolve a really gnarly problem, because the owners are not thinking like players. Players are not thinking like owners. And it's clear that they have reached a level of dysfunction here, because this is not a quality solution to trying to allow players freedom of expression. That is no way to run a league.
Well, some Seahawks players have been quite vocal on this issue in the past, and some of them have spoken out about this new policy.
Right. Doug Baldwin and KJ Wright talked this week about how disappointed they were in this decision, and it didn't seem to advance anybody's understanding, or it certainly didn't advance what the players were seeking. They are upset about the lack of social justice in America and the racial inequalities. It's not anything to do with the military or being unpatriotic. There is nothing more patriotic than protest, as we've seen throughout our history. It's provided for in the Constitution, and it's indulged by the courts. And it's a very vital function of what makes America a democracy. So don't misconstrue these actions as being anti-anthem, as some people in certain White Houses do.
Well, let's talk about what some Seahawks players have said in the past about this protest.
Well, Michael Bennett has been an advocate. Of course, Michael has been traded to Philadelphia now, so he has been somebody who I've listened to quite a bit about this, and he's got a new book out called Things That Make White People Uncomfortable. And he mentioned that the thing that hurt him most about the social media reaction to his decision to sit last year, which he did a lot, was that people thought he was unpatriotic. He's the son of a military man. And he said the most gratifying response he got was from a soldier in Afghanistan who sent him an American flag that had been part of combat operations. And he told Bennett, "You keep doing what you're doing. I'm with you." And there's a lot of diverse opinion on this matter, but I also think the players do have support, not just those fans who are complaining and turning off their TVs.
Well, the players are voicing their opinions after the fact because they didn't have a voice in the crafting of this policy.
Right. This policy is not part of the collective bargaining agreement. This was part of the game operations manual, and this was a custom. It's not a rule. It's not any kind of law, and it never existed before 2009, because the players all stayed in the locker rooms during the anthem. Only since 2009 have the players been on the sidelines. And now they're being asked to make a choice about staying out there or being inside, and neither of which I think will satisfy a lot of players. And it's only going to provide more discord and difficulty in managing the team. And it's made the game more difficult instead of easier.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.